Are we being too hard concerning our, listen, developing in Christ? Justification means just as if you'd never sinned. Romans chapter 5, God has justified you as if you had never sinned by Christ and the blood of Christ. There's going to be a glorification. Read about it, 1 Corinthians 15. When in an instant there will be the mortal taking on immortality, you will then receive the goal of salvation, which is, well, not just eternal life, but an indestructible and immortal body made like unto Christ, Philippians 3. And the ability, in we could read about this also in Revelation 22, to see God face to face. Listen, justification begins in an instant at the moment of salvation. It is a new birth within, guarantees all things. It guarantees eternal life. It guarantees indestructible immortality. Glorification will also occur by the dynamic power of God. Well, the Bible says in the twinkling of an eye, in a flash, Greek word atomos, the idea of an atomic flash, God's power changing your mortal body into an immortal, eternal, indestructible body. Now, justification, moment of salvation. Glorification, moment Christ returns. An act of God won for us, provided for us by Christ on the cross. See, got it? Justification, moment of salvation, forgiven, declared by God to be cleansed, justified. The righteousness of God in Christ. Glorification, instantaneous, appearing before the living Christ and seeing God face to face. That is amazing. But in between justification and glorification is sanctification. Now, we've heard the term, but I don't think that most believers understand that sanctification is by the same Spirit of Christ that led you to Christ and came into your life and brought about justification by God. The same Spirit of God that will, in an instant, the twinkling of an eye, change you from mortal to immortality. That same power of God dwelling in you is the dynamic power of God in sanctification. That is the process. Justification, an instant. Glorification, an instant. Sanctification, process, development, growth. You can become stronger. You can grow. You can become more knowledgeable. Those are all very, very clear. And if we do not pursue the Lord and get deep in the Word of God, open ourselves wide to the Spirit of God, become strong in worship and in prayer and in witness and in our walk, how we are cheating and stealing from what God has intended. So many weak believers out there, so many that are anemic, they can barely pray, they can't witness, they can't do a lot of things. We must pray for revival. We must be those who will pray that God will strike the body of Christ as before, as in Acts chapter 4, with the exact same presence and power that God strikes and fills you with. Jesus Christ, proclaimed by Isaiah, Emmanuel, God in human flesh, 700 years before he came, going to be born in Bethlehem, going to be born by a virgin. This is now the Prince of Peace, mighty God, everlasting Father, wonderful Counselor. Never sinned, never yielded to the world, never gave in to Satan, the last Adam. John the Baptist, one of the cleanest, most righteous, most powerful believers in all of history. In seeing Jesus, recognizing him instantly, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. the most powerful, the most righteous, the most clean believer in almost all of history, says that I'm not even worthy to stoop down and untie the laces of his sandals. This is Christ. Isaiah saw him 700 years before the incarnation, the pre-incarnate gaze. Isaiah 6. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. There are these powerful, powerful seraphs. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. There's the declaration of Yahweh Adonai. In the Gospel of John, the Spirit of God reveals that an angel of God says that Isaiah saw Jesus. Almighty, everlasting God coming in a moment in time. John's Gospel, chapter 1. And the Logos, who has always been, is, and will always be God, dwelt for a while in flesh among us. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in our humanity. Hebrews 2:14. He did it all for you. He did it all to conquer. He did it all to win. He did it all to take care of all of the mess and sin and open doors to Satan. He destroyed sin, Satan, death, hell itself. This is Christ. This is God. And Jesus says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, to believers that were following him, verse 23, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny self as God, as Lord, as chief, as boss. Let Christ be Lord. Let Christ be King. Let Christ be God over us, in us. The Lordship of Jesus Christ. We read about it in 1 Peter 3. To set apart Christ as Lord. Lord of all. Lord of your very being. If he is Lord of you, then everything you touch, everything you're involved with, everything you do, the Lordship of Christ takes precedence. And then it says, take up his cross. It involves the cause of Christ. Yes, it will involve some suffering. Yes, it will involve other things. But it's where the power of God is. It's where the fruit and the ability to bear that fruit is. It is where we make this resolve. The world, the flesh, and the devil have less an ability to drag us away. So take up that cross. Daily, not once in a while, not this yo-yo Christian. Once up, now down. Once up, now down again. Stop it. It is time to take up the cross daily. Get out there and meet with God on a daily basis. Get out there and meet with God and worship and get the Word of God. Set the plan. Build yourself up in the Lord. Don't let the world and busyness and everything and television steal the calling that Christ gives to real believers. So many weak believers, so many cheap believers in the world today. Don't be one. It's not God's will. It's weak, empty, fruitless. Don't be the kind of believer that has to make God drag you along. Let God speak into you all of his power and grace and might given to you. That's why God can say, listen, deny the self-centered, fleshly, sinful life that the devil himself has offered. Let God be God. Let Christ be Lord and Lord of all of your life. Evidence of that, John's Gospel, chapter 12 through 14, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my teaching." Those who don't love Jesus, they don't obey the teaching. See, it's not just about what you get, not just about, you know, God being, you know, your bellboy. It's about you knowing God, being rescued from your sin, hell, and death, and all of it, and coming back into relationship to the one that loves you, the one that agonizingly died on the cross because of your sin. He gave all. He asks for all. And that is a good thing. See, the world asks for part of you. The flesh asks for part of you. The devil asks for part of you. Are you giving any part of you to that destruction? Jesus says, deny self, take up the cross daily. Just follow what he says and watch yourself grow and become stronger and stronger and more knowledgeable and more fruitful and more manifest in the conscious presence of Christ. Jesus says, deny self, take up the cross daily, and follow me. Jesus has a right to say that. He's God. Can I ask you a question? Who are you following on a daily basis? Are you following Christ? Are you following Christ? Are you following Christ? I'm going to tell you right now, if you want the dynamic, empowered, growing life that becomes powerful in worship, in witness, in prayer, in bearing fruit, as in all the areas of your life, if you want to do great things for God, you got to be under His umbrella. Look around, world, flesh, and the devil, any part of you surrendered to their call. Stop it. Deny self in that sense. Yield your life to be filled. The new self, it's called in Ephesians 4. And take up the cross. Effort, action. You do this. Obedience to God. There are so many believers that don't even give any kind of effort. So many spiritual pacifists. Spiritual couch potatoes. Don't be discouraged. You can grow strong. Don't be discouraged. You can become very powerful in the Lord. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I'm going to tell you right now, it not only feels good, it does good. And in God's presence and in God's, listen, you will come to know God more and more experientially. Worship, a delight in power. Prayer, powerful with answers. Witness, leading people to Christ. Bearing fruit, using your spiritual gifts. Becoming a powerful believer, advancing the kingdom, the cause of Christ. What are we waiting for?